0TR, KN4, VWA. KN4VWA monitoring. Listen. KN4VWA. KN4VWA. KN4VWA.
Yeah, I probably missed you. I went over to talk to a black gentleman over here in a 3500 truck. Man, is that a beauty.
What's up?
Yeah, I bet that's a $70,000 truck or more. It's got, oh, you name it, drop-down DVDs. Dual wheels, and he sure was a nice guy. I enjoyed talking to him. He was an old Navy guy.
Was it a Ford or a Dodge or a Chevy?
It's a Chibi.
A what?
It was a Chibi, a C-H-E-B-B-Y. That's what you call them down here, isn't it, Steve?
Okay. Yeah, if it was a 3500 Chevy, I tell you what, and it had all that on it, you're probably looking more north of about 80.
Yeah, I could be in the mod on there, Steve, I don't know, but, it was real enjoyable. I went over there to tell him to turn his lights out. They were pointing right in my eyes here, and got in a conversation, stood out there for about 15 minutes. And I'm not going in that doctor's office, but I could really use their latrine about now, after being out in that cool air.
Well, I'll tell you like my daddy used to tell me when I was just a little fella. We'd go on a trip somewhere, and between my mama and me and my brother, it was about every hour we'd have to stop and go to the bathroom. He finally got to where he would say, look, y'all either going to have to coordinate, or there's a empty pop bottle back there.
Thank you, SL. Well, there's a bush behind me here. That's within the realm of possibilities, but I'd probably get arrested. Oh, there's a daughter who sent me a message up there. Oh, well, I got the Greenville paper here in front of me anyways this morning.
Who publishes that now? Spartanburg is published by the New York Times, or was. Who's publishing the Greenville paper now?
The Democrats.
That makes sense. There for several years when it was right after the Greenville News. You don't remember that. You haven't lived here that long. We used to have a little afternoon paper called the Piedmont, and it was really good.
You're on that. I always look at the letters to the editor and then give Bernice the rest of the paper. this comic this morning's got some old lady, and she's laying on the bench in front of the psychiatrist, and it says, I dream I'm being chased by the ghosts of a trauma from 4 years ago. Then I awake terrified it'll happen again. What's it mean? And the psychiatrist thinks a minute, and he says, that you're a Democrat.
No, all joking aside, did you hear the other day where Joe said he was running for the Senate again?
I missed that.
Yeah, he was out making a campaign speech and told the crowd, or what little bit of the crowd he had pulled up there, said, yeah, I'm running for the Senate again.
Well, I hope he gets it. Anyways, it's crazy. I'll be glad when it's over. I'm tired of hearing that and all the Medicare ads on TV. One will come on, it'll be for one party, and then the very next commercial will be for the other party, and then they'll do it again back and forth. It's sickening. I hit the mute button every time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Let me go stand by just for a minute. My wife's leaving for work. I just got back to the house. Be right back. KN4VWA.
I'm talking a little bit, Steve, in 0TR.
0TR, KN4VWA.
This is in 0TR. Yeah, I was reading here. It says that DHEC announces new confirmed cases and 17 deaths, over 700.
Hey, or for a week.
Texts the daughter back. She sent me a picture of the dog looking out the window, and she says, good morning. Let's see. 700 new confirmed cases and 81 new probable cases of novel coronavirus 19 and 17 additional deaths. There was one new probable death. Two of the confirmed deaths were elderly individuals from Greenville County. Greenville County had 52 new confirmed cases. Anderson, 27. Pickens, 24. Total number of cases now reached 153,729. Confirmed deaths, 3,387. So, total number test results reported Tuesday statewide was 6,310, and the percent positive was 11.1%. Spartanburg County, Cherokee County, Union County, they get it. Spartanburg County reported 43 new cases Wednesday and has a total of 7,716 confirmed cases and 210 deaths. I think that's for the day, Steve, but it doesn't say unless you read the whole thing.
You gotta look at that and say over what period of time. The 43 in a day, that's low, but that, I mean, compared to what it was, but you know, that's still quite a few. Well, are they saying the trend is it trending down or up?
On TV says it's starting to go back up again, exponentially. It's really, you know, everything's opening up, so it ain't going away for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, yep. Well, I just don't know what to say. At some point, you know, we either just shut down or we just, and just blow away with the breeze, or we just open back up like we have and tough it out. I don't know.
Our grandkids are going to Catholic school down here, and they're going full time and playing football.
It seems to me that, well, no, they do go home, but I don't know. Well, I'm just going to hang out here on my hacienda and just go into town whenever I have to, and I'm going to have fun with my car lift and play with my toys and just have a good time just by myself. So, well, listen, I'm going to go out here and go ahead and get jumping on this lift so I can get it in before it starts raining. What time are you going to be up here?
You know, with this Alzheimer's, I don't remember. So you might have a long wait. All right, you be careful. And, like I said, have a rope or something on those things in case you lose track of one there and don't get hurt on it. Talk to you later. This is NZTR Clear.
Got my John Deere, and I got my forklift blades on the front of the John Deere front end loader, and I got my steel toe shoes on. And with that said, I ain't going to be lifting anything that I'm going to be underneath before it can get me. So, anyhow. All right, John, Tom, you have fun, and I'll talk to you later. Watch that traffic today. There's more idiots on the road than there are in just walking. So, talk to you later. 73's KN4 VWA, clear.